You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. He joins us, and it's been a minute, but we're glad to hear from you, champ, apparently.
There you go.
Apparently, Tony has got that champ in him as well, man. How you doing?
I'm well, gentlemen. How have you guys been?
Man, we're good. We're good. I want to get this thought from you because you've been around baseball a while and you've watched Dusty Baker in multiple leagues, multiple teams. With everything that has happened to the Houston Astros injury-wise and poor play-wise from guys they expected to have bigger seasons, so many injuries. Is this the most impressive you've seen Dusty in terms of managing all of these issues?
I don't know if it's. I mean, he's had some pretty dire straits at times throughout his career, but this is certainly one of the better jobs. But it should be no surprise. I mean, whatever the situation calls for, Dusty has always shown an ability to adapt and get his team to adapt. And it's obviously you got to have the talent that can come in and kind of fill holes, which the Astros have always done a good job of. But certainly in terms of jobs that Dusty does, this is probably one of his better ones. Yeah.
Yeah. My question for you with that, I'm glad you spoke of that, because with everything that's happened, Altuve has missed so much time. Now Alvarez has missed a ton of time, and McCullers never started, and Brantley has never started. They lost two starters in 2 days. Just a lot of stuff happening. What would you say is Dusty's, I guess, superpower? Like, what is the number one thing that makes him great and makes him a Hall of Famer?
I think his superpower is relieving pressure from performance. Because ultimately that is what I think is the ultimate that stymies players in their play, right? Is the ability to not put pressure on yourself when things start to go awry. And I think Dusty, he just has an ability. He recognizes, he hasn't forgotten how difficult the game can be. But it's just a way that he goes about getting everybody, whoever it is in the lineup, whoever it is on the mound, to forget those pressures and just go out and play. And that's what it seems like you watch when you watch a Dusty Baker managed team.
Tony, with the Astros, I try to look at them through two different lens right now, right? I mean, I try to, down the stretch here, getting to the playoffs is one lens. And then once you get in the playoffs, making that run is obviously the other lens. I'm not worried about the Astros if indeed they get there and they're healthy, right? I mean, I think they'll be fine. They'll have a shot to make a run at the World Series. I'm concerned with the Astros in terms of getting there. They've got a starting rotation problem coupled with a bullpen problem that they're light and they get absolutely taxed because a number of the starters, really anybody not named Framber Valdez, is more than likely going to give you 4 or 5 innings. I know there's a couple of outliers there, young guys that have done better, but ultimately that's all you can bank on. What is the bigger problem of the two, the bullpen, the starting rotation, and how do you – is that fixable? Is that a major concern of yours? How do you view that?
I mean, it's fixable. You got the deadline coming up here in about 2 weeks. I can think of at least one starter by the name of Mark Stroman that could help plug that. Not saying that's the direction they go, but there's going to be some names. It's going to cost you, but there's going to be ways you can improve. I would say the bullpen's the bigger issue, right? Because you mentioned the starters, not named Framber Valdez, that haven't been able to get you deeper in the game. So you know who shouldered the load? That's the bullpen. And over time, I mean, just, you know, on usage alone, you start to see some breakdown. That's not to mention guys who aren't throwing the ball well on top of that. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to be concerned about the injuries. This is an area I don't know that the Astros have delved in before. And not that they haven't had injuries, but they've always been deep enough to sustain those injuries until everybody got healthy. And I think in this case, they're not as deep as they have been in the past in terms of getting those instant results. Like, they would bring guys up, they'd immediately do well. That hasn't been the case always. So in this season. So I think you have to be a little bit concerned with the injuries.
I always throw around long relief, middle relief, and to me, that's where the Astros are struggling right now. They're taxing their later relief guys, their setup guys. They're taxing them because – they're having to come in longer relief roles. So I don't know if you know much about Ronel Blanco. We refer to him as Ronel. I'd like to think that he's more of a Ronel than Ronel. But nonetheless, he's a guy that we see could be more of like the Christian Javier role last year, where he was a long reliever out of the pen. Everybody's jonesing for him to be a starter because he's a big strikeout guy. But he was a good weapon out of the bullpen for a good chunk of last year. I guess the question is how soon do you think teams need to start making those kind of moves in preparation to have the pieces in place come playoff time?
I mean, I haven't seen a lot of Blanco, if at all. But if he is the type of, you know, back end arm, and you think he can handle, you know, the spotlight and what that's like. You see a lot of guys who come up and they may have great stuff, but they may not just be ready in terms of an execution standpoint. And so I think you have to weigh that in with what your need is. And so if he's that good, he'll probably get a look. It'll probably be sooner rather than later to kind of see where he's at. But if he's not up, if he doesn't end up coming up, it's because they don't think that he's ready for a position like that.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB Insider. You know what? I've never really heard Tony get good and mad. I feel like he can get good and mad. Closest he got was that time when I made him repeat something about the Yankees, and he said, "I said what I said." That's it. Okay. Tony, if you were in here and you were reading this text line every day about Dusty Baker, I mean, you would be beside yourself with what the things that people are – I mean, beside yourself with what people are saying. But I'd say maybe the biggest issue that people have – I think it's fair, but I would love for you to try to explain to people. The biggest issue I think most people have is, why is Martin Maldonado, who cannot hit – and it doesn't seem like he is as strong defensively this year as he has been before. He had a pass ball that allowed a run over the weekend that really jumped out. Why do you think Dusty seems to be insistent in having him in on a seemingly daily basis when there is a young kid in Yiner Diaz who is really coming along at the catcher position?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Because my guess is because when it boils down to it, especially with the kind of situation you got going with the injuries to your starting rotation, it's probably because he needs a catcher that from a not just a defensive standpoint, but a pitch selection standpoint, a guy who can connect with these pitchers is probably Martin. Is probably the answer to that. And again, the Astros have generally been a team that they don't need the offense from their catcher. That's how the good their offense has been. Now I understand this year with Altuve down and guys not performing to the level that you're used to, and Alvarez being hurt, you're lacking some production. But I think what you gain in Maldonado is just a dude who can control the game. He knows these hitters as probably like the back of his hand at nine. There's value to that, especially when you need to hold teams off the board.
Hey, T, we had an interesting conversation with our midday guys today, and it was about, obviously, Kyle Tucker, who and him and Bregman together were huge this weekend for the Astros in that Angel series. But it was about him sitting in on his arbitration meetings, some of his arbitration meetings last year, and ultimately, I don't know how he didn't feel disrespected with some of those things. Is that some of a guy sitting in an arbitration meetings like that, and ultimately hearing a team defend why they don't want to pay him an extra $2 million or an extra $2.5 million? When you're the caliber player that Kyle Tucker is, do you think that's something that longer term, like when it comes negotiation time now, next year, that can, whenever that all happens, that is still part of his emotions and his feelings about the organization, or do you think that's maybe overblown?
In the perfect world, I would say no, that it has nothing to do with his emotion. But I think everybody's a little bit different, man. I'll give you an example. Corbin Burns, he sat in on his arbitration hearing and did not like what he heard. And he indicated at the time that it was going to have a lasting effect on decisions. So, you know, this is why most of the time agents they insist that you don't come in so that it can just be about business. But, you know, maybe Kyle's different, man. Maybe he's thick-skinned and it doesn't really bother him. He'll be able to separate the two. But I would guess that most guys wouldn't be able to.
All right, Tony, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. The Astros in a little different spot this year, having to chase the Rangers down. So we'll have a lot of fun talking to you as we get closer and closer to the postseason. We'll talk to you down the line, Tony.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
All right, that's Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB Insider.